Let us sing now to God's glory in Psalm 78, and we are continuing in this psalm at verse 22 and to verse 27. Psalm 78, verses 22 to 27, we sing to God's praise and glory. Let us read some verses in Paul's letter to the Philippians in chapter 1. And we're going to break into Paul's teaching, interrupting, as it were, the flow of thought. We will begin at verse number 20 in order to catch the flavour of what we wanted to think about this evening. In Philippians chapter 1, beginning to read at verse number 20 to the end of the chapter. According to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also, Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labour. Yet what I shall choose, I know not. For I am in a strait between two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all, for your furtherance and joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again. Only let your manner of life be as it becomes the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. For unto you it is given on the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which you saw in me, and now here to be in me. And we shall now join together in prayer. Heavenly Father, how good a thing it is to read the scriptures, to fellowship with the saints, to worship God in the knowledge that God is listening and looking, and that God is interested, and that what we are doing is either pleasing or displeasing. And we pray that we would be pleasing to God because we come before the throne of grace this evening in the name of Jesus Christ. He is God's beloved Son. He is our beloved Saviour. He is our only hope. He is our great Redeemer, our great Holy High Priest, holy, harmless, undefiled, separated from sinners. He is our King Eternal. He is our Prophet, the one who teaches us. And we pray the one to whom we would listen and to whom we would listen carefully as he reminds us that his words are life, life-giving, life-directing, life-encouraging, life in every way coming from these utterances, the final utterances of God through his Son, the final prophet of whom Moses spoke and to whom we must listen in order to understand God's ways. And so as we gather around the word again this evening, help us to listen in and to look up and to be found amongst those who call upon the name of the Lord and those whose hearts have been touched and indeed turned about by grace and whose life now is a new direction with a new dynamism, a new power and a new destiny. And we give thanks, O God, that to be a Christian is to be a child of heaven, to be a child of the Heavenly Father, to have an inheritance among the saints in light, to be a co-heir with Jesus Christ of all the riches and all the inheritance that belongs to him, and to be rich in faith. We remember, O God, that he who was rich became poor for our sakes, that in order that we might become rich through his poverty, that we might be made rich in him, rich in all hopes and in all prosperity and prospects, rich in the life that now is lived in this world through union with Christ, and rich beyond compare and beyond our imagining in the life that is to come. And we have been reminded of this already by the Apostle Paul when he tells us that for him to live is Christ and to die is gain. And his desire would be to depart, to be with Christ, which is far better. But he recognizes that it is more needful in the immediate time that he remain on this world, in order to encourage further the saints in Philippi and in other places. And so we pray that we would have this ambition because we share the same faith, hope and love that Paul did, that he is our example of a man who was a sinner and is continuing as a sinner, and yet he is a saved sinner, a saint, and a man who is a redeemed child of God through grace alone, and the joy of such a transformation, as it were, controlled him. The joy of the Lord was in him, and his strength and his constant encouragement as he looked not at the sufferings of this present world, but as he looked away to what had happened to him in Christ, what was continually happening to him in Christ, and what was going to happen to him at the last with Christ in the glory, never to be separated again, never to sin again, but to be at long last delivered from this body of death. And so we pray that we would indeed be imitators of Paul, as he is an imitator of Christ. We remember one another as we gather around the word now. We remember those who are going to listen in later on, perhaps in years' time, as they peruse the website, and if they come across these messages, that they would be blessed by them, O God. We know that it is the preaching of the word, this message which is foolishness to so many, discounted even by so many in the church, disregarded for its sameness time after time. It's the same gospel. We have no other gospel. We have no new message. We have no new doctrines. We have nothing, as it were, to say but what has been said many times before by others and by us. And so we pray that we would say it all over again and again and again, the old, old story of Jesus and his love. May this be our desire. May we be fed upon it. May we be contented with it. May we rejoice in it. The good news, the greatest story ever told, the greatest thing that can ever happen to us, to know the exceeding richness and the exuberance of the blessing of the excellency of knowing Christ Jesus, our Lord, as my Lord. This is our prayer, O God, as we come now again to worship, and all we praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we're going to read again in Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 3, and we're going to read through the whole chapter. Philippians chapter 3. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision. For we are the true circumcision, who worship God in the Spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he has whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more, circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss, for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk as you have asked for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our lowly body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Amen. May God bless his word to us. The notices, of course, are the services this next Lord's Day, 10:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. are the times. But these will be recorded services also, because we are still in closure. We have to live with God's providence for us and rejoice in it. God has a purpose for this, for us in this. What we are learning from it, let us hope we're all learning something. One thing we are learning is that our lives are not in our own hands, and unexpected things can happen. And it may well be that some of us are needing a good shake-up, because perhaps we have been too long accustomed to regularity, and we can easily fall into a rut, a kind of religious rut, as any other kind of rut. And maybe this is a wake-up call to the churches throughout the world, and to St. George's in particular, as we are closed down, not only through COVID, but through an unsafe scaffolding around our steeple. What is the Lord teaching us? Are we learning anything? Are we learning patience? Thy will be done. Are we learning to rejoice in God's providence, even when it seems to go against our desires and expectations? We must remember God is dealing with us, as he was dealing with Paul. As he wrote to the Philippians from prison, Paul recognized that God's hand was in it. The things, he tells them in chapter 1, the things that have happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. He tells us that in verse 12 in chapter 1. But I would you should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel, so that my bonds in Christ are made manifest in all the palace, and so on. The furtherance of the gospel. Are we learning something about that in these days? We welcome visitors always to our services, and we are glad to know that some are listening in. Well, we're going to continue then to sing to God's praise and glory in Psalm number 78, and we are going to sing from verse 28 to verse 31. Psalm 78.